Now, in theaters with the Movie Mill's Len Binning.
Maze Runner fans, this is it. It's the epic finale.
Yep, they're in search for a cure for, I believe it's called the flare is the disease. But this is number three. First one I loved. Second one I won't say I hated, but I surely disliked. Third one they've kept under wraps. They need to break into the legendary Last City, and it's controlled, of course, by the corporation Wicked, to find out their deepest, darkest secrets, and this is supposed to be the best maze of them all, so we shall see.
The Last City, Wicked's whole base of operations.
We need to get in there. 3 years we spent behind walls trying to break out, and now we want to break back in. I get shotgun.
You can't save everyone, Thomas.
Guess we'll find out.
And then the Oscar-nominated Three Billboards Outside of Ebbing, Missouri is being re-released.
Yeah, this one actually played here about 2 months ago, I guess. Great little film. Amazing cast in this film. You've got Frances McDormand. You've got Woody Harrelson. You've got Sam Rockwell. Basically, it's been months, and there's been no break in the case of her daughter's murder. And so she takes it upon herself to post up some pretty incendiary billboards outside of town pointing at the beloved police chief Woody Harrelson, and there's a little comic element to it, but it's a well done film. It should contend come Oscar season.
What's the law on what you can and cannot say on a billboard?
I'd do anything to catch your daughter's killer. I don't think those billboards is very fair.
The police is too busy eating Krispy Kremes to solve actual crime.
What's the matter with you saying that stuff on TV?
Go girl.
All right, over at the Movie Mill, you have a premiere. It's a Western. It's called Hostiles.
Yeah, I'm excited for this one. National release date is actually Friday, and due to a lack of space downtown, we get the opportunity. And maybe Westerns aren't in vogue anymore, but this is Southern Alberta, and it's a part of North America's history. It stars Christian Bale. They say it's a fantastic role for him. The reviews are glowing. It's certified fresh on Rotten Tomatoes. He's a decorated Army general who's about ready to retire, and he's forced to do something he just no more wants to do than fly to the moon. He has to escort a dying Cheyenne war chief and his family from New Mexico to the plains of Montana. And along the way, they find out that everybody's a hostile.
Captain, the Army wants to be certain that Chief Yellow Hawk is home to Montana.
Put him in chains. Understand this. When we lay our heads down out here, we're all prisoners.
And then Liam Neeson doing what he does best in The Commuter.
Yeah, Liam has a particular set of skills which he unleashes in every movie. Very formulaic. He's on a commuter train heading home from work, and he is blackmailed to find out the identity of somebody on the train before it reaches its destination. Of course, his family is in jeopardy. Typical Liam Neeson. But you know what you get going in, and it delivers.
And John Cena, who's as big as a bull, lends his voice to the animated Ferdinand.
Yeah, Ferdinand, and this one's Oscar-nominated for Best Animated. It's a cute, heartwarming story. Don't judge a book by the cover. Of course, the bull is considered to be dangerous. He's anything but. He's a gentle giant. And it's sort of his story. It's bright. It's colorful. Kids will love it. Parents will enjoy it.
Trailers and showtimes at country95.fm. That's what's new in theaters with Len Binning from the Movie Mill. We'll talk to you again next week.
Absolutely. See you at the movies, guys.